love her voice. Ugh. Thanks, as always, to our radio hosts, Devil Radio 92.7, The Shaw 101.1 FM, and WAUK 540 AM. You can use their Devil Radio app to catch the show anytime. Or get the podcast version of the show from all the usual places or the show's website, upnorthpodcast.com. And we also put the video version up on the Facebook page of Kirk's Minocqua Brewing Company and on YouTube. And of course, you can always find Pat's daily work, even though we don't know where to find Pat right now, over at UpNorthNewsWI.com.
He's probably wobbling at a fish fry right now because he's been drinking old fashions all day long.
But hopefully he's got his knee brace on, so it feels better. Hey, we did want to mention, talking about absentee ballots and the folks who dropped out of the Senate race, if you did vote for one of those folks and you wanted to vote for someone else, you can. I do believe this law is still in place. You can go to your clerk's office and you can change your vote. And in Wisconsin, I think we can change it up to 3 times. So give your clerk a call and set it up.
All right. So we played Demi Lovato's Warrior, and Demi, that's not my genre necessarily, but I love that song.
Sure.
because it talks about growing a thicker skin. And I think both of the topics we talked about tonight, one was how, you know, Wisconsin tried to submit a fraud, fake electors. Ron Johnson tried to pass that. And then 12 years ago, Scott Walker derailed our ability to get good rail in Wisconsin. We've been through a lot in Wisconsin over the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. I would say that Wisconsin has lost its innocence. What used to be known as a state with really clean politics, and that is no longer the case. And so, you know, that song Warrior and getting a thicker skin, I think I've definitely gotten a thicker skin. I grew up in Wisconsin. I was, you know, this naive kid who thought everything in the life should be beautiful and good, and, you know, and that we should all be, you know, fair to each other. And that's not necessarily the case anymore in Wisconsin. And I think the pandemic made me get a thicker skin when I almost lost my business. And now I'm fighting for Wisconsin to try to get it to a place where I remembered as a kid. Do you have an example? Have you had to grow a thicker skin, Kristen, since you got more involved in politics?
Kirk, we all know you have a squishy center. You're so sweet. Yeah, of course, politics is ugly. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons that people don't want to run for office. First of all, we're so profoundly gerrymandered, so you don't think that you have the chance of success. But it's scary to even think about throwing your hat in the ring, because what happens when you do? You get defamed by these ugly, people that will say anything. I mean, there's no longer that John McCain who defended Barack Obama when a woman called him an Arab. And John McCain stepped up and said, "No, ma'am." Like, that was one of the most amazing things. And that does not happen anymore. So yeah, I definitely have a thicker skin, and we all have to have a thicker skin if we're going to get out of this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it continually, because I know, and you grew up in Wisconsin, I grew up in Wisconsin, most people are appalled by politicians who attack each other. Mm-hmm. We are still Wisconsin nice. It's just that our politics are completely screwed up. And so, you know, what's the answer? I mean, the answer is that us Wisconsin nice people have got to be more involved, and we have to just say we are not going to stand for this anymore. Mm-hmm. And hopefully through this radio program, and we're expanding, you know, you're going to find out about this. I think Pat talked about it last week, but we're expanding. This program is going to be a couple hours every day in places like Chippewa Falls, in places like Hudson, in places like Wausau. I don't know if they got something happening in your neck of the woods, Kristen.
Oshkosh. But, you know, it's not going to be like that hyperbolic, crazy radio that associates all these words that don't make sense. It's going to be honesty, and it's going to be bringing people together. It's going to be that place in the middle where we can have conversations again, because that's who we are. That's who Wisconsinites are.
Progressive talk radio is the truth. It's not a bunch of Rush Limbaugh people. So I hope that we can do that for everyone in the coming weeks. And that's the end of our show, everyone. Thank you so much, Kristen. Thanks to Representative Pocan and Rick Harnish for being guests on the show. And we will see you next week at the cabin.
Thanks, Squishy Kirk. Won't you let me die?